Proponents of nuclear power are hoping the seventh time is a charm at Kentucky's capital. The state Senate voted Wednesday to lift a moratorium preventing the storage of nuclear waste in the Commonwealth. That action is viewed as opening the door to future nuclear reactor construction. Bill sponsor Danny Carroll admits even with passage of the bill, such a project could be decades away.
I believe that the market will dictate when it's time to build a nuclear reactor in the state of Kentucky. It's no secret for it to be efficient. It's going to have to be done in such a manner and be developed in such a manner, deployed in such a manner, that it's going to be competitive with the other resources that we have in the state.
Carroll is optimistic the nuclear power bill will be considered by the House. That's something that hasn't happened during the last 6 years. Frankfort Senator Julian Carroll voted no. He says he has concerns about storing nuclear waste in the state.
I'm just not particularly fond of storing nuclear waste anywhere in Kentucky.
Meanwhile, Danny Carroll says even with Kentucky's anticipated future use of coal and natural gas, projections still call for hundreds of new power plants over the next few decades. And he says nuclear power could be part of that mix. For WEKU, I'm Stu Johnson.